Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Keith Weich is our guest, our new friend, soon to be old friend. We got a lot. He's got a lot to teach us. We're going to get him back again if he'll come back. He is the award-winning author of "Cool is Good is not enough. Good is not enough. I'll get it right in a minute. And then the new book is called "Corner Office Rules: The 10 Realities of Executive Life." Keith, thanks again for hanging out with us. I hope you'll come back.
Oh, I'd love to come back.
So let's talk about some more of these realities. I love the way you included the concept of values in your reality, in your list of realities, because I believe that values have always been important. Keith, I believe in the age of the customer, values are even more critical and even more important now. What do you think?
I think that's, you hit the nail. I mean, we live in a customer-centric world, and, you know, you have to be value-driven in what you do. You have to be ethical in what you do, and you have to understand and value the customer, things that are important to the customer.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've always had to deliver value, but I think now people presume value, and they're looking for another level of excellence, and they're looking to put an S on that value and make it values. I believe that whether it's your employees or whether it's your customers, before your value is even known, or if they can even evaluate your value to them, they're values. What do you think?
I think you're right, and we live in a world where, unfortunately, a lot of folks are chasing, you know, quarterly results and chasing profitability and throwing values out the window. We've seen it at Enron. We've seen it at a number of other companies.
We see it every day. Really, we see it every day on Wall Street, Keith. Let's be honest.
Oh my gosh. It really is. And yeah. You know, and I think people are sick of that. I think people really want to do business with folks who they trust, who have integrity.
Do you see a backlash against, you know, can't we have fear and greed without throwing everybody down the drain? I mean, hasn't Wall Street taken it too far?
I think, you know, whenever you get to the point where profitability is the end-all, be-all, I think you take it too far. You know, it's not money. It's the love of money that's the root of all. Sometimes, mm-hmm. Yeah, we do stupid things.
Well, it just seems to me here's the point, Keith. How many decades, how many centuries did people make a lot of money in the stock market? But the people out on the main in the companies, where the rubber meets the road, were treated fairly, were paid well, and had some kind of expectation of. And quality, that the work they were going to do with quality. Look at how many decades, how many centuries we've done that, and people still made plenty of money. Why can't we do that again?
I think we have to get back to that. One of the people I really admire was Henry Ford, and years ago he went to this $5 a day, which may not sound like much now, but back then was huge. And people said, you don't have to pay them that much. He understood, though, if I pay them a fair wage and treat them well, they'll work hard, they'll produce better cars. And I think that we lost sight of that.
He also said, I want to be my employees to be able to afford my cars. That was pretty good one. Keith, I like what you say in your book about your company can't love you back. You need to get a life. Our businesses weave a very fine seam between our personal life and our careers, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. Whether you're a business owner or a corporate executive, the higher you go or the more you own that business, the more really there's a blur and a blend between your personal and your business life. But you have to learn how to pull back and have some boundaries, because guess what? You know, that business can't love you back. I know it's hard to, but we have to make sure we understand that.
Right. Well, and I like what you say about you have to get a life. What do you, when you say you have to have a life, either it's your faith life, your family. You know, so many times, Keith, we think, well, I'm doing the right thing by my family because I'm working hard. I'm putting bread table, I'm putting braces on the teeth, I'm putting kids in college. Isn't that what I'm doing for my family? But you know what? They need you, don't they? They don't just need the money, they need you.
true, Joe. I really retired a year ago, and I took all of my kids on vacation. I took them somewhere different. But each one of them, they're adults now, had a story about something that was important to them that I missed because I was on a business trip or I was at a meeting. And these are things, you know, father-daughter dance or my son's last football game. And so take time for those special events because they only come around.
They only happen in a moment. When the moment's gone, if you miss it, then it's gone. Hey, Keith, congratulations on the book. And come back soon. We got a lot more to talk to you about.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jim. Thanks for having
me. Keith Weish, ladies and gentlemen, and that's Corner Office Rule, a book I highly recommend to you wherever books are sold. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you have a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.